The Me Too movement has taken down politicians, movie moguls, and powerful media personalities in its wake. But months before this cultural reckoning, St. Paul's School in Concord was grappling with its own decades-long history of sexual misconduct. Last summer, the New Hampshire Attorney General's office launched a criminal investigation into the elite prep school. But the impact this disturbing news has had on the St. Paul's brand in New Hampshire is a lot more complicated of a story than the fallout of a Kevin Spacey or Harvey Weinstein type, especially when it comes to St. Paul's renowned summer program for local public school students. And NHPR's Lauren Chulgen has the story.
Every summer, around 250 bright, talented, soon-to-be high school seniors take over St. Paul's idyllic Concord campus. They're students of the Advanced Studies Program, casually known as ASP, which gives New Hampshire public and parochial school kids a taste of the elite prep school life. And while just the idea of summer school sends shivers down most kids' spines, it's hard to find an ASP alum who doesn't rave about their 5.5 weeks at St. Paul's. It's been over a decade since Noah Racklin was an ASP student, and yet...
Well, like, not to embarrass you, but you light up when you talk about it.
No, that's fine. This is good. It's been an opportunity to sort of travel down memory lane.
Students get the full boarding school treatment. They sleep in St. Paul's dorms, they can even row crew if they want, and they take rigorous classes. Racklin was the kind of kid who always enjoyed school. He now teaches at Phillips Andover. But he says ASP took learning to a whole new level.
Many students who go there will say that it was one of the hardest summers that they had. And yet it was also some of the most fun I'd ever had in a classroom. And I think it demonstrates that rigor and joy, especially in an intellectual and academic space, don't have to be mutually exclusive.
I spoke with a lot of alums for this story, and they all agreed that the program has a transformative power to it. Some attended colleges they never would have considered before ASP. It was where another alum grew his first beard. And I heard over and over again that ASP was the first time students felt surrounded by like-minded kids who truly understood them. But St. Paul's, as an institution, hasn't been receiving such rosy public reviews lately.
Testimony resumes this morning in the sexual assault trial of a former student at an elite New Hampshire prep school. Jurors heard testimony Monday from current and past students of St. Paul's School.
In 2015, St. Paul's student Owen LaBrie was convicted of sexually assaulting another student. The trial made national headlines, and so did a campus culture of student-led sex rituals. And then last year, stunning news of decades of sexual misconduct by several St. Paul's faculty and staff members, with allegations ranging from violating students' boundaries to rape. The state attorney general is now investigating St. Paul's School.
The attorney general says the focus of the criminal investigation is whether the prestigious prep school in Concord engaged in conduct constituting endangering the welfare of a child.
While nearly all these incidents happened on the boarding school side, which attracts students from around the world, St. Paul's has mostly dominated local headlines. Their name has been in the newspapers and on the televisions in the homes of New Hampshire kids. The same kids who want to apply for ASP. Applications are in for this summer, and given the emotion and force behind the national conversation around sexual misconduct, I've been wondering whether this news has had any impact on the program.
I haven't had one student mention it to me at all in the last year and a half, 2 years.
Colleen DeRusso is the director of school counseling at Bow High School.
Any parents or anything? No?
No, I haven't had a parent mention it at all or questioning or worried about it.
I spoke with school counselors all over the state for this story, and I only heard of one student who went to a counselor with questions about the sexual misconduct news. St. Paul's says they haven't seen a decline in this year's application numbers for either ASP or the boarding school. DeRusso has been a guidance counselor at Bow for 20 years, and she says some of her students may not even know of the sexual misconduct at St. Paul's.
I don't think that the average 16-year-old is watching even WMUR.
Allie Mattson is a school counselor at Bedford High School and an ASP alum. She was one of many counselors who said they think kids see a separation between what goes on at the boarding school versus the summer school.
I'm not surprised that it hasn't changed how kids feel about the summer program. It always seemed so different to me. You know, it's a different staff, it's a different student population, it's a different feel.
But maybe the biggest reason the history of sexual misconduct hasn't chipped away at the summer program is because high-achieving New Hampshire kids have been obsessed with it for over half a century.
Are you Ian?
I am Ian.
I'm Lauren.
Nice to meet you, Lauren.
Nice to meet you.
Ian Bresnahan is a junior at Bedford High School. He had just gotten home from tutoring calculus when we sat down for an interview.
I really like rules and learning the rules to apply them to some sort of a problem. And I just love the concept of chemicals and how they interact and things like that.
As Ian's mom, Michelle, puts it, ASP seems right up Ian's alley. She's seen the news about St. Paul's.
And to be honest, I wasn't terribly concerned about the summer program as it seemed a completely unrelated issue.
Bresnahan sees the prep school culture as separate from the summer program, so it didn't factor into their family decision about whether or not Ian should apply.
It really did not. Whether that's good or bad, I don't know, but it did not.
Ian says he's confident his experience will be a good one because he has friends who loved ASP, and one of them really hyped up the math class. So while he says what happened at St. Paul's is horrible, it won't affect him.
It doesn't really change the fact that I still want to go and still do the course that's there.
Mike Ricard has led the ASP program for almost a decade, and every year he goes around the state and leads info sessions for parents and students. And this time around, he says the school is putting out more information about how ASP kids can report sexual misconduct. Ricard says he mentally prepared himself to answer questions about sexual harassment, but he didn't get many.
Quite frankly, I was expecting more questions. I have received literally a handful more, but not appreciably more than what I thought, given kind of what's transpired over the last few years.
The questions he says he did get were mostly about safety and security, like what's the adult supervision like in the dorms, and are there locks on the doors? Ricard thinks this is because ASP alums and their parents are doing the work for him.
The way the program was designed originally was intentional in terms of not having it be after the 12th grade. The best recruiter is the student who goes back in to their high schools for their senior year.
Think about high school and how much weight students put on the opinions of their peers. Summer program alum Noah Racklin can still remember kids at Concord High School talking up ASP.
The word on the street was that it was this place that was really exciting and really cool where you went to like summer school, but it wasn't bad summer school. It was actually just this really cool experience.
Racklin says ASP alums build momentum and enthusiasm for the program. So it makes sense to him that ASP has avoided the conversation about sexual misconduct that's happened not just at St. Paul's, but throughout New England prep schools. For NHPR News, I'm Lauren Chulgen.